And it says he did it because he loved them. Wow. Wives, when you want your husband to do something for you, repair something or fix something or take care of some situation, he says, sure. And a day goes by and another day goes by and he looks like he's just putzing around. He's not doing that to be mean. He's not doing that because he's inconsiderate. Could possibly be. He's doing it because he loves you. Yeah. Yeah. Or not. But at least it's possible. You know? He just wants to do it extra special. He figured he'll create some anticipation. It wouldn't be right if he just went and did it. So he'll create a little anticipation, a little excitement. Right? Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Maybe. Okay. God's timetable is different than ours. Amen? We want everything on our own timetable, in our own way, according to our own plans. He has other things in sight. We want him to fix our immediate circumstances. He's interested in our eternal circumstances. He has bigger plans than what we can see. He sees the whole picture. He wants us to see him with new eyes. Truly, he wants us to love him with more passion. He wants us to worship him with more awe and wonder that's not coerced or manipulated. It just flows out of us because we have seen his glory and seen his care and his love. And we have seen that in spite of the darkest times and the worst bad news imaginable, he is still sovereignly in control and he can work all things for our good and his glory. He wants us to experience that so that it's settled in our heart. We can read about it in the Word, and that's wonderful, and we can believe it, and that's all great. And I'm not asking for any bad news. Don't get me wrong. But you got to walk this stuff. It's one thing to read about it. It's another thing to walk that road and come out on the other side and say, praise God, he is faithful. Number three, number one, God's news is ultimately always good news. Number two, God's timing is ultimately always good timing. Number three, God's solutions are ultimately always good solutions. Let's look at the rest of this passage here. Verse 7. Then after this, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps. But I go that I may wake him up. Give him a wake-up call. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Thomas was always such a faithful, believing, optimistic kind of guy, you know. Yeah, let's all go and die. But seriously, sometimes when you're in a situation and it goes from bad to worse, it rocks your world because, you know, sometimes, I mean, not only goes from bad to worse, but sometimes you'll start praying to God and say, God, what do you want me to do in this situation? I don't understand. And God answers, and all of a sudden the solution sounds worse than the problem. A little bit scarier even. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation. Maybe you've been praying for somebody. You know, you've been going, spend hours in prayer about some relationship that you have, someone that just, you're just falling out with. You just can't seem to get it together. Things are going wrong. And you pray to God about this person, you complain to him, God, don't you see this person, they're an idiot, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and I don't get it, and why do you have them in my life, blah, 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 blah. And God's answer suddenly comes to you. You can feel it in your spirit, as clear as a bell. The Holy Spirit says, I want you to go over and reconcile with them. And You're like, I beg your pardon? You want me to go to them and do what? I can't even stand to be in the same room with them. You want me to reconcile? Wow. Sometimes the solution is worse than the problem in our eyes. I don't know if you've ever been there. You know, you get yourself in a jam and God says, here's your answer. And you're like, oh, well, maybe I'll just stay in the jam for a little while. Because he wants to grow you a little bit and stretch you a little bit and take you to a place where you might not go on your own. And so Jesus here tells his disciples, you know, it's time to see God's glory. It's time to see God's solution. Let's go to Bethany. And his disciples are like, Lord, they want to kill you there. The last time you were there, they tried to stone you to death. You want to go there? That's the answer? That's the solution? Why do you want to go there? They had already forgotten that God is sovereign. He's in control of everything. And that according to the Lord, the words were just out of his mouth. He has planned this for the glory of God, for the glory of his Son. They were looking strictly through the wisdom of men. They had in their minds self-preservation. What's in it for me? What's the easy way? What's the convenient way? What's the way I can do this without any fuss or muss or any inconvenience? And so he gives them this quick allegory. Basically says this. He says, hey, you're either walking in the daylight of obedience to God or you're walking in the darkness of your own wisdom and understanding. You walk in the darkness, you're going to stumble. You walk in the daylight, you got no problems. And that's what he says to us when we get bad news. You know what? How are you going to react? You can either walk in the daylight of obedience and faith in God, or you can walk in the darkness of your own wisdom and understanding, your own try-to-fix-it mentality, your own self-preservation and self-satisfaction. But if you walk in darkness, you're going to stumble. But if you walk in the daylight, God will guide your steps. You can walk in confidence because you see him in that situation. So he says, you have a choice. Yeah, it might be a little risky. It might be a little dangerous. God's solutions are sometimes, you know, a little risky and a little dangerous. But if you walk in the day, if you follow in obedience to him and do what his word says to do and do what his Holy Spirit is convicting you to do, walking in the light, you don't have to be afraid. Come what may, because you're walking in the light of obedience. Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. God is taking you somewhere. He's not taking you into destruction. He's taking you into glory. Just like Israel, when they delivered them from Egypt and they thought they came to the Red Sea and they thought they were trapped. They're like, Moses, where did you lead us out here for? Man, you know, we got death on our heels. We got an ocean in front of us. We got nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. What in the world were you thinking? We're all going to die. But God had to take them to that place so that they could know that he is the God who parts the waters. He is the God who makes a way when there is no way. And they could not experience that any other way except for God to lead them into that place where they were utterly and completely dependent upon him. And when they arrived in that place is where they saw the glory of God. We all want to see the glory of God, but we want to see it from a nice, safe place. We want to see the beautiful, awesome, inspiring, majestic glory of God from our couch with the air conditioning on and the TV playing. We want to see the mighty and spectacular works of God, as long as I don't have to step out and take a little chance or a little risk here and there. I don't want to go where it's dangerous. Well, guess what? That's where the glory is. God calls us to come out of our comfort zone, and sometimes we actually need a little bad news to rock us and shake us a little bit so that we're willing to go where God wants to bring us so we can see his glory and experience it in such a way that it is burned into our heart. And it's not just something we subscribe to on a piece of paper. It's something we have walked through and lived through and can testify to that when I was there, God was faithful to his word. God delivered me and God made a way when there was no way. You can't experience it from your couch though. You have to step out in faith and say, okay, Lord, I want to know. I really, really want to know. Give me the grace and the courage to follow you where you're taking me, so I can see your craftsmanship in my life. Because I know when I see your glory, it's going to change me into that diamond that you are molding me into and fashioning me into. Praise God. And when Israel was there, the very waters that seemed like it would seal their doom was the very waters that God used to destroy their enemies forever. The very thing that we think is holding us and trapping us and might be our destruction, if we will walk in the light with God in obedience to Him, can be the very thing that He uses to destroy our enemies and destroy the things that keep us in slavery and bondage. God wants to set us free, but we got to get off the couch and follow Him. Got to go to Bethany. So, I don't have time for the introduction today. Lazarus is going to be in the grave for a few days before we get to that part. He'll probably stink when we get there. But number one, if you can remember these things, number one, God's news is ultimately, in the big picture, ultimately, always good news. God's timing is ultimately, always good timing. And God's solutions, no matter how scary, are ultimately, always good solutions. We can follow Him in the light. Amen. Amen.